What's up, everybody? This is Dan from Unschooling with Kai. Of course, I'm here with
Kai,
and we are vibing with nature today.
Yeah, and we actually don't have any stuffed animals out here. Oh, and there's a bunny right under our trampoline.
Yeah, we're outside because we're going with the flow. It's a nice day.
Yeah, we wanted to get some outside time.
We do have a mother bunny really close to us, You're going to be hearing some ambient sounds.
Yeah.
We got some catbirds hanging out in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. Just go with the flow. It's not going to be a normal day. It's just a special recording day. First day of our podcast outside. First time we've done a podcast outside.
It's true.
Yeah.
And today we are doing Bees Part Trace.
Three.
Part three, right?
Part uno, dos, tres.
Uno, dos, tres.
That makes
right
1, 2, 3.
It's like Roman numerals, right? I.
That's three.
So I have some updates. I think in the last podcast I was saying that there are
red fox pups
in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And Kai was like, well, then what kind of foxes do we get around here? And I was like, that's a good point. Let's figure that out. And the problem was that it was red wolf pups born in the wild.
I mean, they're pretty rare, red wolf pups.
Yeah. So they, for the first time in 4 years, they were born in the wild in the U.S.
That's pretty cool.
Another update is, we had a couple lingering questions from the last podcast. And one was, do wasps collect pollen?
And nectar. Yes, and yes. The answer is yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. And I guess that makes sense, right?
I mean, yeah, right. They don't only have to feast on, like, meat or, like, just anything else.
Like, I don't think wasps are, like, eating meat.
I mean, I think wasps are carnivorous. Yeah, that bunny's looking at us.
Yeah, we got the mother bun eyeing us up right now.
Yeah.
The other question that we had was, Kai was like, hey, what's that thing... Did you say this on the podcast?
Yes.
You were like, what's that drink that has to do with bats?
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We finally figured it out. Bats pollinate agave.
Mm-hmm.
And agave is like what they use to make tequila.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's the drink.
Tequila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, tequila is an alcohol.
I was struggling. I was like, oh my gosh, what's that drink? I know it's something like
I had no idea. Yeah. I was like, wow, what is this exotic drink that bats make or something?
Yeah. It might be a mystery to mankind.
All right, so bees part three. Here we go.
Yep.
All right, this first part, we're going to talk about what bees make.
Uh-huh, like beeswax, honey, and like... Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, those are some of the big ones. Let's talk about honey. What's the deal with honey?
You make honey from pollen and nectar, right?
Nope.
Make it from nectar.
Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
Hooray.
Hooray. And that's the end of our podcast.
Yep. Just kidding.
Right, so they make honey. Who gathers the honey?
The forager bees.
The forager bees. And then how do
they... gather pollen. Or they gather...
They gather... Oh, sorry, right. Why am I saying honey? Yeah. They gather nectar. Thank you for bringing me back. Grounding me, right?
Mm-hmm.
They gather nectar. Mm-hmm. And they gather pollen, as you have said.
Yeah.
But it's the nectar that gets turned into the honey.
Oh, I have something to announce.
Okay, announce it. Announce away.
Remember when we were at the post office...
I do.
There were some flowers, like, in there was, like, a little grass.
Yeah, the cup. White ones?
Oh, yeah, and I touched the flower.
Oh, right.
And some pollen came off. It was so cool.
Kai actually saw pollen on his finger.
Yeah, there was, like, teeny, eensy, weensy dots of just beep, 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 beep.
And then you went and made some bee bread.
Yeah, and fed to the bees.
No, but that is kind of cool, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Have you ever touched, like, pollen?
Yeah, let us know. Have you ever touched pollen?
Yeah.
Go outside and touch some flowers and see what you can dig up.
Yeah.
So, honey, so the forager bee spits the nectar into the mouth of another worker.
Mm-hmm. To spread.
Right?
The news. It's like
spread the news.
Breaking news again.
Yeah, but not just for communication, but actually for like transferring.
Oh yeah. Huh.
And then
it's like from ship to plane. It's like
right.
The ship arrives, brrr,
transportation.
They load off the pollen pallets and then into the plane.
Yeah. And that second worker bee is like the processing factory, cuz they like mix it with their stomach acids,
mm-hmm.
and then they like make spit bubbles with it and stuff.
Mhm.
And then, I guess depending on the bee type. But then they spit it into a cell,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then they fan it with their wings until it, like, kind of dries a bit and then turns into honey.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's
so all that...
A very simple process.
It's bee spit up when we eat honey.
But to the bees, it's, like, so tedious. You gotta, like, put one drop, you, like...
Yeah, it's a lot of
not
work,
too. Not too much,
too.
Not too much.
Just to get a little bit.
It's like.
They're little scientists.
Yeah, they have like that white vest. Like
they're chemists, yeah.
Yeah, and they see the flask pour into one. But then like the boss bee is like, not too much, no. And the whole hive explodes.
Well, they do mixed stuff, so we'll get into that. But let's talk about, you said wax. What do they do with wax?
Wax is like, they use it to make like new cells,
yeah.
new honeycombs.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And where does the wax come from?
Wax glands, is it called?
There's a name for it. Do I have it? Maybe I don't.
I don't think you have it.
It's on their abdomen, right? The glands. And the wax comes out how?
Like flaking out?
Yeah,
like,
it does flake out,
like
right?
Like sweat.
It's similar to sweat in that it's like excreted from the body, you know, but it doesn't drip down their face, you know?
What if honey just like, honey was bee sweat and that's how they made honey, like little honey dropped like super teeny, like smaller than the bee. So like really microscopically small, they like dripped out.
And they were like, let me get some of that bee sweat on my toast.
Yeah. Yummy.
So it does. It is coming out through like their pores almost, mm-hmm. right? And they, so this wet wax comes out. It dries a little bit on their. I want to say skin, but it's not right. Their exoskeleton, and then they chew the wax until it's soft and moldable,
mm-hmm.
right?
And then you like shape it into those hexagonical.
Right, I would love to see that being done. Like them actually making
just,
the.
You just gotta go like. For us, it'll just be like, ah, cool, another cell. Like
yeah.
It'll just be like, oh, cool. But then, like to the bees, it's like, it's not cool, bro. Like this took me 10 hours to make.
To me, I'd be like, ew, Kai's making something with his sweat again. So the what helps them make that wax is they get the sugar content from honey, mm-hmm. that they consumed,
mm-hmm.
That come from plant resins.
Hmm.
And plant resins are like sap and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like aphids produce and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also a bunch of carpenter bees buzzing around.
Oh, right. That is some more of our wildlife.
Oh, I can actually see on that one carpenter bee, I can actually see, like,
on its leg,
there's a little, like, the pollen sac. I can see some pollen.
That was really cool. It was, like, really dark.
Yeah, what if we, like, macro lens that?
Yeah, try to get them to stay still.
Stay still, buddy. We're trying to take your picture.
When they make the cells, how do they make them so that the honey doesn't drip out?
They do it a little slanted. At first, I thought like that whole wall was slanted, but just the honeycombs.
Yeah. So if you think of like a line of honeycombs, I guess a wall,
mm-hmm.
all of the cells within it are slanted up slightly so that the honey doesn't
maybe
drip out.
Maybe like a 3 or 4 degree angle.
I don't know, man.
I mean, at least enough so the honey doesn't just pour out.
Right.
And the hive becomes Honeylantis instead of Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Yeah.
Hunlantis.
Hunlantis. Yeah.
All right. So that's honey and that's wax. Mm-hmm. They do make both of those.
Mm-hmm.
They also make
royal jelly bee bread.
Royal jelly. They make bee bread.
They make bee butter, bee toast. A lot of them.
And they make glue.
Oh, I forgot about glue.
Yeah. All right. So which one do you want to tackle first?
Royal jelly.
All right, royal jelly.
Mm-hmm. Royal jelly.
Royal means what?
Like king or queen or like prince or princess. Okay. Or, yeah. Like
all right, all right.
And like royal, like if, I think this is how it goes.
Go for it.
Correct me if you're wrong, if I'm wrong. That if like the queens or if the future queen bees are getting, or just the normal bees getting fed like royal jelly, like a lot of royal jelly, mm-hmm. then it turns into a queen bee, right?
Yeah, but you're on the right track here.
But if it doesn't, if they only feed the baby bee for a bit,
mm-hmm.
like not a lot of royal jelly, then it does. I don't think it just turns into a worker bee. I think.
Yeah, you're on the right track, and it has to do with a length of days. So, I think, I know that the. All bees, again, depending on the species, I feel like that's a disclaimer, like constant, right? Let's say honeybees. All honeybees, roughly, are fed royal jelly for 3 days, mm-hmm. the first 3 days.
Yeah, let's just say that. Yeah.
And they are, that's when they're like larva, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. They're still in their, they're not
in their larval stage.
They're not full bees.
Right, they're not adults in any way. They don't look like bees.
I want to grow up to be a bee. That's what that larva's saying in there.
Right. So the first 3 days, all bees get this mm-hmm. Royal jelly. But after 3 days, other bees get fed bee bread,
mm-hmm.
which is inferior, not as good as royal jelly.
Hmm.
And then the queen keeps getting fed royal jelly and also exclusively royal jelly. That means only royal jelly.
Okay.
Forever.
So.
Forever. Until that bee is not.
Like the bee dies or bee retires.
Until that bee goes to bee heaven.
Or the bee goes to like the community, like the elders area.
What is this, like warriors?
Like
assisted living?
No, like a retirement home.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's assisted living. Yeah. All right.
We haven't talked about worries in a while.
That's what I was thinking, man. All right, so, right. Let's see. The nurse bees are the ones in the hive that produce the royal jelly.
Mm-hmm.
They produce it from a gland in their head. This is the gland that I know the name of.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
called the hypopharynx.
Oh, and it gets like royal, it's like royal actin. That is
yes.
They,
good.
Yeah. And it like comes from their like brain or something. It's
really?
Kinda, it's kind of, I think so, or like head or something.
Yeah, and out of their head.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That bunny is still watching us and like learning right now.
He's like, oh, now I know about bees.
Oh, I like them now.
Yeah, I don't want to eat them and blow up to be look like a C5, the C5 like front view.
Right, so the royal actin protein is key, what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing. And it's called royal actin, but I wonder if the name still came from royal, mm-hmm. as in the queen eats mm-hmm. a lot of it. So it's like royal. So 3 days for drones or workers. And then after that, they get fed bee bread, which we'll talk about after this, what bee bread is.
Uh-huh.
But then for queens, it's continued. And what happens for queens, this royal actin, when they keep getting it, what mm-hmm. it makes them do
mm-hmm.
is it helps them to keep growing. That's why queen bees are so much bigger.
They're like 2 times the size, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's from the royal jelly.
I imagine like the queen walks out. Let's just pretend it's like the queen of Bingham Palace instead of Buckingham.
All right.
Bingham Palace.
Yeah.
And then like the queen walks out with all like the secret service guards like just like walking, or like the guards in like the red suits and the tall like fur hats.
Oh yeah, the bee feeders. Yes. Yeah. Right. So what the royal jelly does is it's epigenetic. Any idea what that means?
I don't know.
So,
I think I know, but like I forget.
Instead of changing genes, which is pretty intense stuff, it just turns a gene on or off.
It's like the coding of it.
Like they've already have the genes in their body,
mm-hmm.
in their little bee bodies, right?
But
then it just gets turned on and. Or basically not turned off. So turned on to say like keep growing.
Hmm.
Right?
Hmm. Yeah, so it's like a
that's epigenetic.
Wow.
So royal jelly is made of 67% water, 12.5% protein, 11% simple sugars, fatty acids, vitamin C, and then some trace minerals.
That bunny is a listener.
He's eating right now.
Yeah, but he's
grazing.
He's eating while he's listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The queens actually float in the royal jelly. Have you ever seen those pictures where you see like the larva like kind of in the
Oh, I know that. Like
jelly.
I think like they cap like I think like the larva, just the normal larva, just like floats in like a bunch of like honey or bee bread or like whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I think they float in like something.
Yeah. So it's not all larva though. Mm-hmm. It's the queen. The queen is like given like real high quality.
Yeah. It's
stuff.
Like I imagine it like cookies or something, like special, like normal bees just get cookies, right?
Uh-huh.
Or like Cookie Monsters, let's just say that. Normal Cookie Monsters get cookies, but then like the king or the queen Cookie Monster, or like the leader cookie monster has like gets like everything. Like
luscious of lusciouses.
Cookies. Like the like only the finest cookies can make it through.
Right.
Make their way up the ranks.
Right. So then the queens float, but then the males and the non-queen females, because that's who most of the workers are,
yeah.
or all the workers are,
yes.
non-queen
yeah.
females,
yeah.
they have a harder mixture, kind of like, I think it's like above them, so they have to like eat, chew on it. But the queens can almost
just
sip it.
They're just like,
they're in a bath of like champagne or something.
A honey pool.
Honey pool, yeah.
They're on like a bee floaty.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah, drinking from their like...
They're like swirly straw.
Delicious drink, yeah, with a little umbrella in it.
Has like a coconut.
Yeah,
and
right.
And the coconut feels like a pump that goes.
It's like
up.
A pina colada.
Yeah.
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 Cool. So that's royal jelly. We talked about honey. So bee bread and bee glue. Let's talk about bee bread.
Mm-hmm. Yes, bee bread.
And bee bread, along with royal jelly, like we kind of said, they're called brood food. It's cool because it rhymes.
Brood food,
meaning brood means what?
Like the babies.
Yeah, babies are young, and then food we know, right?
Yeah.
Brood food. So royal jelly is for the first 3 days
mm-hmm.
for all larvae, and then bee bread is for the ones that aren't, for males
aren't.
And non-queen female brood,
yeah.
right? And do you know what bee bread is? It's the $1,000 question.
It's like Mr. Beast challenge.
Yeah, right?
I don't know what bee bread. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
No? All right.
No, I always think of it as like... Put some pollen on it and then toast it. Put it in the toaster and then eat it.
We should make up like our own recipe for bee bread.
Yeah. What if we make like a what if you post on like your Instagram channel like, this is how you make bee bread.
This
sprinkle
is,
on
yeah.
some pollen. Put it in the baker, or like the oven. Like put it, take it out and eat it. That's the
sounds good.
Recipe.
A little honey on it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're pretty close because bee bread is pollen and honey, and I think they call it bread because it's not like a liquid.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like solid.
I mean,
pollen is a solid.
Pollen is a solid, which is what makes it like a little bit thicker, right?
It's a,
so
like
pollen and honey mix together,
crunchy.
And the pollen has like this high protein,
which is very good for the bees.
Great for the brood, right? But it's definitely inferior.
What do you mean inferior?
The opposite of superior.
Superior is like better?
Yeah, inferior means
superior is the royal jelly.
Yeah, so it's inferior to royal jelly.
Inferior is the bee bread.
Right. Last one, bee glue.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I imagine.
We're thinking about Bee Swarm Simulator.
Yeah.
On Roblox.
Go check it out if you haven't. It's a pretty cool game.
Bee glue, as the name implies, it's sticky.
Oh, maybe it's...
What do you know?
Maybe you use to stick the honeycomb, each sides together, the honeycomb sides together.
I think it's all wax. I think the honeycomb is all wax.
10 hard wax, 5 soft wax, 3 caustic wax.
Yes.
Again, on bee swarm.
Bee swarm. But bee glue is saliva and beeswax... and plant resin. And when we're talking about plant resin, again, it's like sap, gum, latex, things that come out of trees. So they mix
that all together. That all sounds very tree-ish.
Yeah. And it's used for construction. So you have the right idea with like the honeycomb.
Latex really sounds right. Like it comes from a tree.
But what it really helps for is like closing holes or gaps in the hive.
Oh, that's what the worker bee, or not the worker bees, the construction builder bob bee.
Right, exactly. They're the ones that like spit it out and it makes this like really nice hard glue.
You hear like drilling on the roof and like a nail gun.
Yeah. Exactly, jackhammer.
And or just like a hammer, like sledgehammer. Dunk, dunk.
Right.
Dunk. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what bees make.
Yeah. So, domestication.
So, domestication means what?
It's like a house, cat or a house dog, or like kind of like that. That's domestication.
Yeah, it's when you like house train or you.
It's not a wild animal.
Right, exactly. You're kind of training them a certain way for yourself.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like a pet, you have a pet.
Right, right. All right. So when we say domestication for bees, we're not having them like live in a room or something or in our house.
You pet them.
Right. But they are making honey for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without
bees, we would probably bees make like 1/3 of our food on the table.
Yeah, they do pollinate like 1/3 of our crops, right?
Yeah. So just thank bees.
Thanks, bee. Thanks, Carpenter Bee over there. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, fuzzy butt.
All right. Just real quick on honey. I got some cool stats about honey. And I think we said some of these already. I think we did. One teaspoon of honey is the lifetime work of 12 bees.
Yeah, we said that, I think.
I think we did.
Yeah.
One jar of honey.
But just to make sure.
Yeah, just to cement this in place. Yeah. One jar of honey is 1.5 bee flights around the world.
It's crazy. I mean, like...
That's bees, one jar of honey.
Bees are really small. And, like... They could probably fly around the world. No, their wings would get weird.
Yeah, they would die. Yeah.
But, like, there's a item in Minecraft. It's called the Elytra. And, like...
Is that what makes you float?
No, it makes you fly.
Fly? Okay.
You have, like, firework rockets. And they're like, pew, and you fly. Pew.
You should show me, because I haven't seen it
yet. And then there's, like... And then you get, like... if your wings were changeable, like Elytra, like over time it breaks, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you put them, like you make a new one, right?
Do a new one, right?
Yeah, but like I imagine like bees like changing out their wings.
Yeah, like put on some prosthetic wings and to keep going.
Yeah, like ching ching, put some like fancy like
Amelia arm. Bee heart.
Yes.
First flight around the world. So then another cool thing about honey is that the taste, texture, and smell of honey all differ depending on the plant the bees feed on.
Oh, yeah, and, like, the ultraviolet, like, bees see, like, different from us.
They do, yeah.
It's right. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. So one question I had is, do you remember we've talked about this before, symbiosis, a symbiotic relationship?
Yeah.
And that's where, do you know what that means, or do you want me to explain it?
I kind of know what it means.
Can you explain a little bit?
It's like a person has like cavemen. They have like what do you call it? Like they're sitting around a fire, right?
Uh-huh.
And then like a wolf comes up and is like, it's like kind of like domestication, right? So the like the caveman domesticate the dog, right?
Okay.
And the dog helps like protect, right?
Okay.
And gets like a and the humans like have like a cozy home and like a warm shelter.
So the humans benefit from that relationship because they get protection.
Mm-hmm.
And the wolves benefit because they get the warmth.
Yeah, and like the
food. And like maybe a steady supply of food.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's a symbiotic relationship. High five.
That's an example of a symbiotic relationship.
So then my question is, do we have a symbiotic relationship with bees?
The answer is no.
No?
Not really.
Well, explain it to me. Why?
What
do we get from bees? I mean, what do they get from us?
We give them a home. Like, I mean, they can build a home, like...
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of it for the humans. Like, the humans give the bees stuff.
A home, yeah.
And the bees get all the weight on their shoulders, like
yeah, they have to do all the legwork. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to collect the honey, and then on top of that,
we'll collect the pollen and the nectar.
And on top of that, we steal a bit of that honey.
A lot, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not enough that we're killing off the hive.
But normally.
Right, but it does happen though.
Yeah.
But basically, they're working for us.
Mm-hmm.
They're like our little slaves.
Yeah, they're working in like the cotton farms.
And here's the thing, like, they can make their own hives without us.
Yeah, right. We don't need to build them a hive.
We don't need to have, yeah. But we are giving them a steady supply of food, maybe.
I mean,
it's questionable, the food that we give them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like generally.
No, it's a general no.
Generally no. Oh. There goes all of our papers.
No.
But I feel like we're kind of exploiting them. Do you know what that word means?
Like overworking them.
Like, we're like using them
too much
without their benefit.
Here, I'll get the other paper.
Okay. All right. So another thing that I think about with this under this domestication topic is smoke. When we use smoke, you always see, like, when somebody's like, yeah, we keep bees, you always see them using smoke. What's the deal with that?
It calms the bees down.
And then we calm them down for what?
So they don't, like, attack us.
So we give them a little smoke so that we can enter their hive and get some honey or look, like, analyze things.
Yeah, or see if, like, mites are there or whatever.
Okay, make sure that they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. This is how smoke works. You want to hear it?
Yeah. I know it, but...
Oh, go for it. No, tell you, me, no, tell no, me... No, 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 no.
Okay.
You tell me what you know, and I'll see if I can add anything.
It works like this. Like, the bees think there's a forest fire, and they kind of get drunk on honey. They consume a lot of honey for like a long flight sometimes.
Yeah, it's the survival mode that they go into because they think there's a fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh my god, we have to like save the honey that we worked really hard mm-hmm. to get. And then they start eating a lot of the honey.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very similar to a swarm, mm-hmm. by the way, because mm-hmm. that's what they do when they're about to swarm. They eat a lot of honey.
To prepare for battle.
Yeah.
Get your honey armor on. Ching, ching, ching.
Yeah, anything else?
Like wax armor or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else in that?
That's basically
that's what
it. That's the basics of like that.
Yeah, so one thing that we're worried about with bees or other stinging insects.
Oh, it might contaminate the honey.
It could
contaminate
too much smoke could contaminate the honey. That's something to keep in mind.
Yes.
But the bees they're not focused on stinging or defending. They're focused on eating honey and like worrying about this forest fire that's happening that isn't really happening.
Uh-huh.
So even though we think like, oh, look, we're calming the bees, really the bees are in like extreme survival mode at this point.
They're like, nuclear bomb.
Yeah. But there's another side to this too. That's not the whole story. Smoke also masks the intruder smells. So for example, pheromones.
Oh, yeah.
When they're like, there's an attacker.
There's a wasp.
Yeah.
Run.
The transfer of the intruder pheromone is kind of blocked.
Mm-hmm.
By the smoke.
That mask.
Yeah, the smoke masks it. By the way, the intruder pheromone smells like bananas. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah. I just want to eat the intruders.
And, you know what? Remember we were talking about bees have like a warning, or not bees, ants have that warning signal?
Oh yeah, it definitely smells like something. I forget.
Smells like
Or like when they die, they have that smell.
Yeah.
That's kind of the same thing.
What is that smell? It's like vinegary or something.
Yeah, that bee's listened to our podcast. He's like, oh, he's talking about me. Yay. I'm popular now.
Represent!
I'm on Eyewitness News.
So the smoke comes usually from a can. The can is kind of insulated. There's like a little fire in the can, and then the smoke comes out of the can, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's too hot, obviously the can can hurt the bees too. But I think that's a minor.
I think it melts the bees' wings. I think
could right, yeah. right, right. If the can gets too hot.
Which is very bad for the bees because bees crawl very slow. I've seen it before. They're just like...
They require flying to live, for sure.
Flying is like maybe 2 to 3 times faster if you're going full speed.
Probably way faster.
Like 10 times?
I'm thinking like 10 to 20. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely faster.
All right, so then also if you have bees in like your backyard or you're like a professional beekeeper, sometimes your queen dies and you have to re-queen. What's that mean?
Get a new queen.
Get a new queen. You pretty much buy a new queen, and then, and it comes in this box. The box has a hole in it, but the hole is plugged with hard sugar. So you put this box with the queen in it. And by the way, the box has like, I guess like a vent on it at least, or wire mesh on it, so that the bees can smell the new queen. Right? So in this time, the worker bees are trying to chew through this sugar to attack the new queen, because that's not their queen. But also in the time that it takes them to like chew through the hard sugar, they're also getting accustomed to the smell. And by the time that they chew through, they're like, oh, we're used to this smell. That's our new queen.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah. And hard sugar, I mean, like, I imagine the bees can only look away at it.
I don't know. That's a good question.
They don't have like a flamethrower to go, or like a
pickaxe.
Yeah, like efficiency 5, unbreaking 3, mending. That's Minecraft.
Oh my god. The other thing that I can talk about with domestication is migratory beekeeping, but that's like next level, and that's a whole separate section. But in this section, I want to talk about killer bees. Killer bee up here.
That's from Scaredy Squirrel.
Scaredy Squirrel. I hope you guys have read that book. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
It's so good.
Definitely.
It's funny because when Scaredy Squirrel, he's afraid of bees, right? And it's like this sweet little honeybee, and you see its face, and it's got like a smile on its face. And he's like, oh my god, it's a killer bee.
He's like, killer bee up here.
And the little honeybee is like buzzing along happily with his smiley face.
He's just like, I'm just going out for a stroll. What's that guy eyeing about?
So killer bees. They are a serious thing. They're not smiley bees, right?
They're not killing bees.
Do you know anything about killer bees?
Killer bees were like released from like like escape from a science experiment.
Yeah, and I thought this was like, I thought whoever said that the first time I read that, I'm like, that's a little bit much.
Yeah.
Like, come on, are they trying to just make a really good like story here?
Yeah.
Do they want people to click on the link? But no, that's 100% true. They were an escaped science experiment. Do you know anything else?
They'll chase you like a quarter of a mile.
They will. They will chase a human for a quarter of a mile or 400 meters, which is intense and aggressive.
I mean, I can run that far.
Quarter mile? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I mean, we've rode our bikes like 2 miles.
You've run around a track 4 times, which was a mile.
Yeah.
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 1,600 meters. You've done that.
No, isn't a mile 1,500?
1,600.
It's 15.
400 plus 400 is 2 laps, That's 800. Eight. But we got to get to 4 laps.
And 800 and 800 or 8 and 8 is 16.
1,600.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So you're right.
So in 1956,
back in the day, 1956.
Back in my day, East African honeybee was crossbred with various European species in Brazil. Okay, and the reason that they were crossbreeding was they were trying to increase honey production. So they were just trying to get more honey.
They're gonna be like, we're gonna be rich, we're gonna be millionaires, and then we can buy a really cool car.
Right. It's something like that. And then
let's just say that.
1957, there were, for some reason, 26 of these Africanized bees, the queens escaped and spread 100 to 200 miles northward every year. And so by 1990, they were in South Texas. And by 1995, they were in California. So they're in the U.S.
Yes.
All right. The problem, like Kai was saying, is that they chase you for long distances. They have already killed
97 people.
1,000 humans.
I was close.
What did you say, 97?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You were not close.
If it was 100, I would only be 3 off, and that would be very close.
Yeah, so they have killed, 1,000 or more humans. They have 10 times... The people that have died, they have counted the stings. They have 10 times as many stings.
My gosh. They're right? Like wasps. They can sting multiple...
Even worse than wasps.
Wait, can they sting multiple times?
Yeah, multiple. And their, like, aggressive reaction is 10 times as fast as other bees.
Like, just normal, like a normal honeybee. So yeah. They're, like, a person's walking along and they see a beehive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a bee just zooms out and stings them. And yes. That person's like, ooh, and dies. Or it's like, ooh, like that.
All right. The other thing that I have is that they have killed horses.
What, like animals as big as horses?
No, horses.
Oh, just that. Wow.
All right. So that's a little bit on domestication. All right. Migratory beekeeping. What is it?
It's like when you have a truck. And then you travel you and your bees like travel around.
Yeah, you transport them, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Why?
To gain money, right? Like to go to different farms
mm-hmm.
and pollinate those.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You pollinate like crops.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure. So you're getting money for two things.
One for the honey.
One for the honey that your bees are making.
Uh-huh.
And then...
I don't know the other one.
Well, where are they going?
Two different farms.
And why... Who wants them there?
The bees. Oh, the farmers. Oh, so they're getting paid...
By the farmers.
To come there, yeah.
Yeah, the farmers are like, hey, come pollinate my crops. We'll give you money.
Yeah, we'll give you $150 to do this.
Yeah, they get a lot of money. So trucking bees cost about $3 per mile.
It's not a lot.
Every mile that you drive, uh-huh. You get $3.
Well, that's a lot.
It's kind of a lot.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. It's still worth it. Even from Florida to get... If you live in California
mm-hmm.
and you're bringing bees... From Florida,
mm-hmm.
like you're trucking them from Florida, it's still worth it, worth the price.
Oh my gosh, you would earn like a gazillion dollars after that because, like, Florida to California,
gazillion,
it's just so much, right? Florida to California,
it's across the United States.
It might be like 1,500 miles. I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, it's gonna be like 3,000 plus maybe, or 3,000. Let's say that.
Florida alone is big.
So it's not like that they just go across the coast.
It's crazy.
They go close to where they are too, but they also travel around for the seasons, right? And because of this, when it's warmer, they go north. When it's colder, they go south. And depending on the crops that need to be grown, they need to be pollinated at a different time of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes they travel up to 11,000 miles or 17,700 kilometers a year. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, there was a map on a book. Yeah, that is... Wrong.
That showed it?
So crazy. It was a dog. Let's keep going.
Yeah, we got an owner yelling at their dog here.
Let's keep going.
I'm keeping on going. So traveling, how does it work? Are they just like, they open up the truck door and they're like, come on, bees?
No, they have like a whole back trailer and then like... Like, so, like bees, like, there's, like, I think little, like, racks, and then, like, the bee boxes, like, the beehives, which
yeah.
are boxes, are, it's, like, convenient, because, like, they load it satisfyingly in, push it in, and then do for the rest.
Right, right. So boxes work, which is good, because boxes stack easily, right?
Yeah.
Convenient, yeah. And they're all, like, you normally on, like, a covered flatbed. I think. Hmm. That's what I've seen.
Yeah, but I imagine like a truck, but with like, instead of a flatbed.
Yeah.
Like a flatbed has like two ends,
uh-huh.
like two like ends that stick up.
Yeah.
like one at the back and one at the front, but just put a roof on top.
And then
put like other wooden like supports, like racks, like right here and right here and right here.
Uh-huh.
And then put and stack the bee boxes up.
Like, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I also saw the map on a book. Or like a map on a book, and they go from like Florida to Texas to California to like, I don't know, like Washington, and then to Nebraska, and then to New York.
Nebraska's gonna be corn, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's New York? What does New York have?
Apples.
Apples?
Yes, and then like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, which is where we live, I think it's Delaware.
Jersey has corn too.
Yeah, I think Delaware.
Hi, we're in Delaware. Yeah, and so they're going like, they can be going all year round. And
my gosh, it's just
that what that means for the bees is that the bees aren't wintering, as we said.
They get tired,
they get overworked, and then to keep them like fed, the migratory beekeepers
mm-hmm.
are feeding the colonies like a sugar syrup,
mm-hmm.
and that helps them work year round. But it's also, let's use that word again, inferior. Not as good as what they are normally eating,
mm-hmm.
the honey.
So I heard this somewhere, and you might know this too. Scientists are developing like something new, like a new high in sugar and fructose corn syrup, I think.
Fructose. Yeah, they have a special syrup that's like a lot healthier.
Yeah, it's like 10 times healthier.
But still, it's man-made.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit less good.
It's meh.
Yeah.
It's a meh. Instead of like a great.
It's kind of like the whole idea of breast milk versus formula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, breast milk is way better for babies versus formula.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was also like, oh, yeah, that they're working on a new formula like that for
mm-hmm.
the bees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had this one question, and I joined a bunch of like Facebook groups on bees to figure out to ask this question and see if anybody had an answer.
Uh-huh.
Right? So the one question was, how do they make sure all the bees have returned before they like pack up and go like leave the one farm?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because like it just seems tricky to coordinate all the bees like back in the truck. So here's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that they close up the hives at night.
Mm-hmm.
Or late in the day. Oh, the bunny's like cleaning its. Oh, now he's looking at us. I'm sorry.
Oh no, keep going. Don't.
All right. so they close up the hives at night or like at the end of the day, and what that's because the foragers are mm-hmm. only forage during the day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So then they make their way back.
Yes.
The problem though is that not all the foragers make it back every day.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think we said this before, like but some foragers...
7 to 12, I think.
Something crazy like that.
I think it was that.
Some foragers will stay out overnight because they're too tired or they got too far and they're just, like, not making it back before mm-hmm. the next day. So they're, like, sleeping in a flower somewhere or something like that.
Yeah, like, build a little home in the flower. So DIY.
The sad story is there are probably always some foragers that are left behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't worry. They'll get sent to bee heaven and then come back down. Get born again.
Here's some of the issues with migratory beekeeping is that migratory colonies experience cold stress during transportation along with other stress like loud noises, which stresses them out, vibration, and things like that.
I bet, like, on a bumpy highway, it'll be like... Tuck, tuck. Or, like, the dirt down the dirt road to the farm.
Yeah.
Two old Pete's.
And I wonder if...
Oh, wow. Birds.
We got a lot going on in the background here. Yeah. Birds and...
Like,
school buses.
And cars and beep, beep. And dogs.
Dogs getting yelled at.
Ruff, ruff.
Cute bunnies.
Yeah, cleaning themselves. The bunny's not cleaning himself anymore.
No. So I wonder if, like, the exhaust from cars also gets mixed into the honey. You know, like, as a pollutant.
That's a really good question. That's super good.
Because they're, like...
That plant's flying really fast.
Yeah.
Faster than average.
Because we were talking about smoke and how smoke could contaminate
the honey. Yeah, and smoke comes out of why wouldn't exhaust.
Yeah, I just wonder. Oh, the mother bunny's now cleaning off her foot. This is the cutest. I wish that we could share this with you all in listener land right now.
Biting the toenail.
Oh my god.
He's like this.
Yeah.
Biting the toenail.
Yo, he's going full out like a cat. Look at that straight leg.
No, kung fu.
Kung here's fu another bunny. Issue with migratory beekeeping. Is that smaller hives can't regulate their temperatures as well. So like I said, most hives will experience cold stress because it's colder when you're going through wind.
Yeah.
Right? And a smaller hive can't regulate its temperature as well, so they could die off in the transportation.
Yeah, which is bad.
That's bad.
So those are the downsides of migratory.
Those are the downsides. But the upsides are we can pollinate.
Yeah. I mean, we get honey.
We get honey.
We rely on bees. Bees are like the best.
They're the best. The best of the best.
Sir.
Sir. All right.
Yeah.
Migratory beekeeping.
Yeah. So this is the ending of the podcast.
Yep. Thanks for joining us. It was a fun ride for our outdoor adventure 2022.
When you said fun ride, I imagined in my head like a bee like grown up to like the size of a small dragon, maybe like 2-3 meters, and then people like riding it, like riding the bee.
Only you.
Yeah, only me. I only come up with the greatest.
Only you would be like, you know what? A bee got so big, the size of a dragon, then we ride it. That's what I'm thinking of right now. Right. So that's our bees part 3. We are definitely gonna have a part 4, and there's a possibility that we're gonna have a part 5. I know.
That's crazy. A pot 5.
You're like British now.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, mate, there might be a part 5 coming out.
That's what I think.
I'm pretty good at British accent.
And yeah, if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Send us an email at, what is it?
UnschoolingWithKai@gmail.com.
UnschoolingWithKai@gmail.com. Yeah, and you know, here's a random request. We haven't done this like ever, but if you like our podcast, leave us what's it called?
Comment?
A review.
Yeah, like
hop into Apple Podcasts or whatever.
Well,
and
whatever your system is.
Tell us you like us.
Android or like rate us, like do the rate thing.
Yeah, because if you rate us, then more people would be like, oh yeah.
Cool, this is.
We'll check them out too. Yeah. If you don't like us, that's then, cool too. You can review us as well.
Yeah, but anyways.
Hope you guys like the podcast, and we'll be back for episode 4 and possibly 5.
Yeah, and go check out Bee Swarm if you haven't already. It's just such a fun game.
On Roblox.
Yes.
All right, see ya, dudes.
Bye.
Yay!